I would like to read in Psalm 32. Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as a horse or as a mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Now the book of the prophet Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 1, and verse 2. The Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Finally, in the epistle to the Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians 5, verse 14. Wherefore he says, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now the Lord will bless what we have heard today, and we trust help us for a short time to say what we have in mind in relation to these scriptures that we've read. It's a desire of every born-again soul that they may be pleasing unto the Lord. And oftentimes we want to hear and know for certain, a thus saith the Lord. Even men who received a thus saith the Lord, they turned around and disobeyed his word. I think of King Saul. Saul knew what to do with the Amalekites. He went part way, but yet he was defeated. And because of his partial obedience, he lost the kingdom. That was a great loss. Thus saith the Lord. I would like to speak on four that we've read this afternoon. In Psalm 32, Thus saith the Lord. Be ye not as a horse or as a mule, which have no understanding. I'd like to draw a few lessons from these animals that might be of some spiritual benefit to us. We read from Zechariah chapter 1 concerning their fathers in Israel. The first one I have titled, Be Ye Not Unwilling. That is, the horse and the mule must be forced in order for them to obey. They're unwilling creatures. Thus saith the Lord to you and me. Don't you be unwilling. When we come to Zechariah chapter 1, be ye not unteachable. That is, these people knew how God had dealt with their fathers. Their fathers are now dead. They knew what took place in their life. The bad example that they sent, He said, don't you be unteachable. They wouldn't listen to God. Now they're all gone. Don't you be the same. We read, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now that's something that's very straightforward. We don't need an explanation. Be ye not. That's a thus saith the Lord. Many have gone against this scripture. And they have had to pay a price. Some, even their partners that they took in life, have been saved. But yet, they paid for going against the Word of God. We read in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, be ye not unwise, knowing what the will of the Lord is. Now there are those who know the will of the Lord, but yet they're not willing. And it's a very unwise thing to be unwilling to obey the Word of God, knowing what the will of the Lord is. Now Psalm 32 is the psalm of the song of a saved man. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Oh, the happinesses of that man. But then we have the Lord speaking himself in verses 8 and 9. And he says, be ye not as the horse or the mule. Now the horse has to be trained and forced and a bit put in its mouth in order for it to obey. The Bible says, don't you be like that. It tells me not to be like that. You remember Saul of Tarsus when he got God's salvation? He was willing. He says, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? He was willing to do whatever God said. Have you been there? Have I been there? Yes, I have. There were times in my life when I was simply willing to obey the Word of God. But then there were other times. There was a hesitation. Be ye not as a horse. The horse must be forced to obey. Now the words of Samuel to Saul were, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Now that doesn't mean we should not sacrifice. But it is better to obey the Word of God. We have heard ministry at this conference. We believe that God has been speaking to hearts. Whose hearts? Your heart and my heart. It's our responsibility not to be hearers of the Word only, but to be doers of the Word. That this conference and the ministry we have heard may affect us for God's glory, our benefit, and the blessing of others. Be not as a horse or as a mule. Now I understand that a horse can look forward and backward at one and the same time. I'm not a farmer. I have talked to farmers, but I didn't get that from a farmer. I got that from the World Book Encyclopedia. Now I'm not here to sell the World Book, but it clearly states in there that a horse can see forward, sideways, and backward at one and the same time. I have looked at the horse's eye where it's situated, and I am willing to agree with the World Book Encyclopedia. But the Word of God says, be not as a horse. Don't have an eye to serve God and an eye to serve self. For you cannot serve two masters. That's why bridles are put on horses, to keep them looking ahead and not backward. An eye to serve God and an eye to serve the self. May God help us to have a single eye to serve the Lord as we leave this conference. We know that a horse can bite. And I'm told that a horse, when it bites into a turnip, sometimes we bite into something, we're not going to make it through. We withdraw our teeth. Not so the horse. If a horse puts his teeth into a turnip, his jaws are strong, he won't stop till he goes right through. Sad to say, some believers are like that. When they take a bite, they take the whole piece. The Bible says, don't be like the horse. Don't bite like the horse. A horse can kick. I've seen him kick with one foot. I've seen him kick with both feet. That's the back one. And if those two back feet connect, there's a power of strength behind them. Don't be like that. Don't be like the horse. Learn the lesson. Don't kick. And don't kick with both feet. We read of the mule. The mule is a mixture. Bred between a horse and a donkey. A mule also has to be forced in order to be controlled. Some people are compelled to service. During the 39-45 war, maybe other wars that were around, I don't know, but I know I was had the experience of the 39-45 war. I was only a boy at that time. But there were conscripts. That is, those who were forced to go into the army, or the Navy, or the Air Force. But then, on the other hand, there were volunteers. They used to say, a dozen conscripts, one volunteer, is equal to a dozen conscripts. That is, one who was willing to go. Isaiah was a volunteer. Whenever it was said, who shall go for us? Whom shall I send? Isaiah, who had seen the glory of heaven's sovereign, who had felt the touch of heaven's sacrifice, what did he say? Here am I, send me. God is looking for volunteers today. There's a great need. Different ones have mentioned to me, I'm an old fella, about, would you ever think of coming back to BC? Not many working in BC in the preaching of the gospel. Any volunteers? If you're the touch of heaven's sacrifice, and we have been to the heavens today, Isaiah says, here am I, I'm willing. Send me. May God help us. We read in Zechariah chapter 1 the example that their fathers left. We see God's displeasure with them. They left a bad example. Brethren and sisters, you and I are going to leave an example. Either a good one or a bad one. Zechariah chapter 1, they left a bad one. A bad example for those who were following. May God help you and me to leave a good example. I think of Enoch. He left a good example. What example did he leave? That he pleased God. For 300 years he walked with God. Could he have any better company? None. We have been exhorted in these meetings, and I take it to myself. We need to get into God's book and find out instruction and food for our souls, that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you be unteachable. Don't I be unteachable. I forgot one about the horse. I've got to bring this one. A horse has 2 ears, as you know. A horse can move, keep one ear steadfast. He can move the other. He can move those ears whatever way they want. There are believers, and there's probably someone in the assembly that they don't like. And when they get up to minister, they turn the ear away the other way. Is that right? Or even in a conference, some dislikes. What's the exhortation? Be ye not as a horse. Don't be like the horse. Listening to the ones you want to listen to and turning off those that you don't. If it's from the Word of God, even if it rubs me the wrong way, may God give us grace to accept it and obey it for His glory. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. There was a mixed multitude came out with Israel out of the land of Egypt. That mixed multitude, they were a plague in their sight. They became discontent, and that discontent spread into the people of Israel, and their minds went back to the garlics and so on in Egypt. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Jehoshaphat joined affinity with Ahab. They went to war. What was the result? Defeat. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Maybe a young man thinking of a young woman. And as one told me once, he says, I believe the Lord will save her. But she was an unbeliever. Young lady, I believe God will save my boyfriend. That might be. What does the Bible say? Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. If you put God first, you're on the winning side. If you go against God, you're going to be a great loser. I'll leave that. Be unequally yoked together. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. I want to come to the last one. Be ye not unwise, knowing what the will of the Lord is. You'll pardon a little experience that I had 2 years ago. My wife passed away, and she was led out in the Tallamagoose Gospel Hall, and they opened the viewing, the people, the friends were coming, quite constant, steady flow, to see and pay their last respects and her remains. There was maybe a little lull, and as I stood there, looking on her form, the thought struck me, there lies the will of God. Now it wasn't my will. My will was against God's will. But as I stood there, God gave me grace. Our brother mentioned Job. The thought came, the Lord gave. The Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wouldn't it have been very unwise for me not to accept it? Be ye not unwise, knowing what the will of the Lord is. A young believer or a believer may know the will of the Lord for their life, that they should be in God's assembly. They know that. But with excuses and so on, they withhold. What does the Bible say? That's unwise. Thus saith the Lord, don't be unwise. Take sides with God, and you're on the winning side. Baptism. Maybe you're not baptized, you're saved and not baptized. You know the will of God is that every believer, it's their privilege and it's their duty to be obedient to the Word of God by being immersed in water, by baptism, according with the Scripture. Not according to the Gospel Hall doctrine. That's not it. That's in God's book. Be ye not unwise, knowing what the will of the Lord is, and not doing it. You'll come out on top if you do. But trust God will bless these two stammering remarks for His glory. And as we leave the conference, benefited from the ministry we have heard, may we be doers of the word and not hearers only.